This is a HeadGum Podcast.
We've all been there, rummaging through pipes, dodging man-eating Venus flytraps, grabbing coins, fighting hammer-slinging turtles, and stumbling upon polka-dotted mushrooms, eating them, turning into giants, and going on full-blown rampages.
Relatable.
Huh? Wait, what? Huh?
Super Mario. He eats the mushroom. He gets big and strong.
He eats the mushroom. He gets big and strong. Yes.
Schedule 35 is kind of like the Super Mario mushroom, but for your mind.
Okay.
Schedule 35 will send you precisely measured microdoses of psilocybin that you can take daily to enhance your day without seeing, well, man-eating Venus flytraps.
Oh, okay. There is an emerging movement around psilocybin, and it's proven to help with mental health, PTSD, anxiety, and depression. And studies have shown that psilocybin works by creating new neural networks in the brain, which help boost focus, creativity, mood enhancement, and help fight addiction.
I've had friends with PTSD who have used psilocybin and said it completely changed their life. Pretty cool.
And Schedule 35 ships all across Canada and the U.S. and is the most notable brand currently operating in the space. All products come with guides that make microdosing easy to understand.
All customers will need to be age verified, 19 plus in Canada and 21 plus in the U.S. They will receive an invite code.
Oh, so I probably have to prove my age. Let me get out my...
Adel, you're 60.
Driver's license. Okay, fair enough. For all of our products and to get an invite code, visit www.schedule35.co. Our goal is to destigmatize and re-educate on the science and real-world benefits of psilocybin, as well as making it accessible for everyone. Because mentally, sometimes I'm like, you know, the princess is in another castle, and I can't deal with that. I need something.
Amen, Mario. Aaron, how do you say it? Is it Mario or Mario?
Marry me.
Oh, okay. Aaron,
something's on the right. So get 15% off with code RIDDLE at schedule35.co. That's 15% off at schedule35.co and use code RIDDLE.
And when you use Schedule 35, you're gonna win, right?
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. From that thing.
You're going to win? Yeah.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
If there was a riddle, you'll all solve it. Check out the beat because it's Hey Riddle Riddle.
Oh boy.
You practiced that all day.
No, I just thought of it.
No, you did not.
I really just thought
What was
it.
The hand routine then? You had a whole hand routine worked out.
I made both my hands form little finger people and they danced. They were breakdancing.
Do the opening again.
This is Adel Rafai.
This is JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
And we have a special guest in the studio today.
Who is it?
Well, Aaron, I'll tell you. Don't
What's under that cloak?
Interrupt.
What's under the cloak?
Aaron, What's under Aaron the cloak? Aaron is wrapped in, what is this, a scarf or a shawl?
It is a scarf. It is very big. It is my blanket that I wear as a scarf.
Yeah. I love these scarves nowadays that are also blankets.
Yeah, I need it.
I also like that you're wearing scarves instead of, typically every winter, Aaron just wraps saran wrap around her head.
We do have a special guest in the studio. We've rudely been talking and not introducing it.
Staged by a scarf.
Becca, yep. Do not talk until you're introduced. I cannot.
People are going to be way too confused.
People are going to be so upset with what you did.
Hello, and welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle. My name is Becca Barish, and I'm so glad to be here.
Becca, you do world news at I.O. Mm-hmm. with Adel, Aaron, and I. Mm-hmm. Are there any other things about you that you would like us to say?
Are you defined by world news tonight? Spaghetti is tossing a bone around the studio.
Spaghetti wasn't quite content with just chewing on it silently. She had to throw it in the air. Good girl.
Yeah, what's your deal?
What is my deal?
Yeah, what's your deal?
What's your fucking deal?
The ultimate riddle.
You sat down here backward. You sat on your chair backwards mm-hmm. like you owned the place. Turn your cap around. You've been arm wrestling us for hours.
I'm just excited to be here.
Well, we are excited to have you. We have a very special episode.
You realize that was a chance for promotion, right? Did you have something you want to promote?
Yeah, I just thought it would maybe more so like come toward the end once I've won people over versus coming right from the beginning.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
That's true.
Earn it.
Let's see how this goes. You gotta earn it. And then depending on how it goes, I'll decide.
Direct people to other products. Yeah.
What it is that you're going to promote. That's a smart move. Yeah.
Tell them about the Jewish episode.
I told Becca that we had a very special episode prepared, and she asked me if it was a Jewish-specific episode. This is a mailbag episode, so it's listener-submitted riddles. We haven't had a lot of Jewish riddles submitted to the show, so that is on our listeners. If you do want to...
We should clarify, Becca is not Jewish.
Yeah, Becca's not Jewish at all.
But she knows all the slang words. Oh, Becca, gosh. Are there any Jewish riddles?
There's a lot of, like,
in the
mean
Torah,
Jewish jokes that are kind of riddly. But if you actually think about Judaism, let's get into this.
Sure.
It is a riddle. I mean, the whole point of Judaism is to ask questions and kind of explore that to figure out different aspects of what Judaism means to you. So,
somebody just to be clear, when you said mean Jewish jokes,
yeah, like,
did you
so
mean
for example,
mean
like
to Jewish people or mean...
No, it might be like... where do you hide your money from your Jewish mother? Underneath the vacuum. Like, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. What mother?
Right.
Yeah, my mom's not Jewish. But Jewish mother.
Oh, brother.
Okay, cool. I'm sorry, Adelaide, I cut you off.
I was just going to say, I don't know if this is true, but somebody, a Jewish friend of mine, told me recently...
No, that's not true.
That there's no, I have no Jewish friend. Told me that there's no vowels in the Torah. That can't be right.
So vowels are probably different than how you view vowels, because if you're looking at...
How would Vanna White... Would Vanna White have a part in the Torah?
Jewish vowels are more like what you would see the visual of almost looking like Braille. It's like dots and lines and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So the dots and the lines tell you what sort of sounds to make with the letters. So almost like when you... Have you ever seen those things where it just shows the consonants with no vowels, but you can still figure out the word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of like that.
I've never seen that thing. Everyone said yes immediately, like it's a normal thing, and I've never even heard of that
There's
thing.
A part of Only Connect where that's what you have to do. Mm. Is they take out all the vowels of a phrase, and you have to figure
out. For full context, Only Connect is a dating app that
I haven't gotten a match yet, but I'm never giving up.
It's a thing where you can't, there's no right or left to swipe. You can only connect.
You have to marry the first person who pops up.
The minute somebody pops up, you're dating.
It's nice to meet you. We're in love, I guess.
It's for the most desperate people.
Yep.
Are we allowed to go into a scene immediately?
If you have to ask, then you can't afford to buy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can if you want to.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't even thinking I would do this, but I think jumping right into Erin going on her first date. Is it called Only Connect?
Yeah, well, it's a fake dating app, but let's
sure,
do it.
Sure, it's her going on a date, and JPC, can you play the computer that is the person that she was matched with?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you.
Hello, it is wonderful to see you.
Oh, you're nervous too.
Oh, I am very nervous. Plus, someone spilled some water on me.
Uh-oh.
It's the waiter here.
I've done a lot of internet dating. Have you?
No, this is a first for me.
Really?
Why would I lie?
I don't know. I've been on every app. I've gotten a lot of dates.
Did someone say every app? I'm your waiter.
Jesus, you just spilled cheese sticks all over me.
Did you want every app? I'm sorry about the water. I'm sorry about the cheese sticks, sir. This is my 10th day on the job, and I'm still a little bit nervous. Did you want all
That's
the apps?
Several weeks, though. Like, sorry? 10 days on the job.
10 days is several weeks?
Yeah,
you're dumb as shit, sir. Can I get you anything else?
No, but I am loving the energy that you're putting off.
Oh, no.
Is he being sarcastic? I can't
no,
tell.
What
did you say your name was?
My name is Tortor.
Back to the apps.
All right, I'm all done with you.
See,
Tortor. What a good name. No, this is not a special episode for any of those stupid things that you said. This is a special episode because we have had listeners over the course of the time we've been doing this podcast.
We've had listeners over the course of the time we're doing this podcast?
Well, yes. Listener. It's one guy. But he's great. But they have sent us some D&D-esque riddles, some Dungeons and Dragons-themed riddles. Now, some of
Why
these are...
Why did you use D&D if you're just going to later say what D&D stands for?
Because Aaron's here. Now, some of...
Oh, ouch, my feelings. Ow.
For listeners at home, JPC just stepped on her feelings.
Ow. Aaron has the feelings of a Muppet.
Ow.
But some of these are riddles that I think are like more in the realm of D&D, and some of these are just like riddles that their D&D groups have come up with in the course of their Dungeons & Dragons games. But, Becca, I know that you have played Dungeons & Dragons.
Yes.
Adel and I play in a game of Dungeons & Dragons together. We've been
we've
playing
never
for
met
like...
before this recording.
We've been playing for like 3 years in that group.
And I just brought, you missed at the session today, I brought all my swag from Wizards of the Coast.
Oh, yeah.
And this episode is actually sponsored by...
Well, it's sponsored by their biggest competitor, Midwest Wizards.
Every single person in my Dungeons & Dragons campaign moved.
Oh.
Did they all move to L.A.?
They were all planning on moving to L.A., and then one got hired by SNL, so he's like, I'll just move to New York since...
Oh,
do they all play without you?
They are starting this one actually in LA apparently, where it's you're all teenagers and your power's based on your self-esteem, and that's based on what other people think about you. And I was like, should I move to LA?
Might be like, what is that, In the Loop? What, not In the Loop, that's a movie. What's the, there's one,
Looper.
Tales from the Loop?
Tales Looper, from the Loop, yes, is, yeah. Tales from the Loop. Could be. And Aaron, what's your D&D experience?
I've never played it, but a lot of people I love play it. My boyfriend plays it.
Here's what I think. If you play D&D, I feel like your character would be an angel who rides on a whale with legs.
Uh-oh. It's getting weirder.
No, this is one of the most powerful classes.
Uh-oh.
Her name would be Karen Eve.
Okay, that's very similar to my name.
You wouldn't have any weapons,
oh.
But you'd say all your thoughts all the time.
Yeah.
You'd have a disarming smile.
Ah, oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. What's your character? The good news is that you get to choose... your character, and you don't have to have to people tell you.
Yeah, Adel just verbatim told you the character he plays from the game. That we play together.
My character's name was Fleet Woodmack.
That's really good.
Yeah, so that's a joke about what?
ABBA.
Great.
In Sean's bathroom, he has this huge painting that someone in his D&D group, have you seen it?
I've seen it, yeah.
Made of all of their characters together, and it's pretty epic. It's the only art that he has in his bathroom.
In our D&D group, we got, what's it called? Like 3D print, 3D printed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have figurines. 3D printed figurines of all of our characters.
Cool.
Because our DM is rich.
And well, TJ got his in like brass, right? His is brass. The rest of ours are just like plastic carbonite.
Wow.
Frozen in carbonite.
Well,
you just one-upped the painting thing. Well, what's the coolest thing you could possibly do with your characters? Make them actually come to life?
Make them kiss.
Make them kiss all the time.
Our D&D group is just a bunch of guys in their 30s making their characters kiss.
Here's JPC plays a wizard named Vodon, and most of the time that we're fighting enemies, he turns them into dogs.
Yes.
Fucks them and then buries them.
I do. Polymorph lasts for an hour, so my go-to move is to polymorph someone into a small dog and then start digging a hole, throw the dog in the hole, bury the hole. I'm sorry, put the dog to sleep, throw the sleeping dog in the hole, fill up the hole.
So every battle, you just hear JPC say, I turn him into a dog, I'm going to bury him. Let's get into some riddles.
Okay, cool. So these are some listener-submitted D&D riddles. This first one is from, I just want to make sure I can say their last name. This first one is from Johnny Collins from Madison, Wisconsin.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, Johnny Collins. hey, folks, liking the podcast so far? Well, fuck you.
Goodbye, Johnny Collins. Yeah.
But I'll leave at any time.
Can I get Tom Collins, but
I came up with my... he came up with this riddle for his Dungeons & Dragons group. It's totally derived from common knowledge of the real world, science, and mythology. So while it may help, you don't need to be a D&D expert to answer this riddle.
Okay,
ready?
Mm-hmm.
Flowing through the mountain's heart... What's that?
River. It's a river.
Oh, shit. It's a river. Flowing through the mountain's heart, half of Aegis' rhymeless word, a shiny consolation prize, a bane to creatures sometimes furred.
Bane, you say?
Oh, boy. Oh, Boston Big Bane.
Can you read it again?
Flowing through the mountain's heart, half of Aegis, and Aegis is capitalized, rhymeless word, a shiny consolation prize, a bane to creatures sometimes furred.
So what's in the periodic table, what's AG?
Gold? That's gold. No, gold is like, no.
GA?
G, oh God, why would I know this?
Is it salt?
Do you think you're onto something here with?
Well, half of ages, it would be something from the periodic table.
Oh, okay, AG.
Yeah.
My first two guesses would be salt or diamonds, but I think it's salt.
Shine salt like a diamond. I don't know the answer to this riddle, but there are hints to this riddle.
Okay.
But,
oh, so there's no... Okay.
Oh, but there's no answer. I didn't look at the answer. Okay. So some people get really clever when they send us these answers and they write them and then they change the font to white. So you have to scroll over them in the email just to see them.
Clever.
What's
clever
a word girl that doesn't rhyme with anything?
Purple. Orange. Silver.
Purple. Urkel, stupid.
Purple Urkel. Got any cheese? please?
Purple, Urple, Stupid. Well, no, the one thing I wanted to investigate here with this riddle is a bane to creatures sometimes furred. What is a creature that is sometimes furred?
Oh, those cats?
Humans.
Sometimes are...
Oh, there's those sphinx. Is that what they're called? Sphinx cats?
Cat.
So this is a, maybe a bane to cats, which is dogs? What's a bane to cats?
What's a bane to cats?
What's a bane to cats?
Cat laser pointers?
Dog.
Certain plants?
Yeah.
You live in the litter box. I was born in it.
Are you guys ready for some hints?
Yeah.
Okay. The answer is not multi-part, i.e. all the lines are referring to the same person, place, thing, or idea.
Okay.
Okay.
Why is ages capitalized? That's a hint. And ages does have a capital A. So why is ages capitalized?
Why is he asking us? He said it's the fucking riddle.
Can you say just the ages line again?
Yes, I absolutely can. Half of ages, rhymeless word.
So half of the word ages?
Maybe.
Ag.
Ag. It's a rhymeless word?
It's Nickelodeon guts.
The agrocrat? It's guts.
I am actually, I have put my name in on eBay so that if someone posts that, I get an alert.
Ag? Post a piece of the crag?
Yeah.
Oh. Every kid wants a piece of the crag.
Yeah.
What's that?
What's
the
agrocrag?
So the agrocrag is from the show Guts. Do you have it? Guts. Did you ever watch that?
No.
And they would have three teams from kids from different countries. And it was almost like an Olympic sort of thing. And then at the end, they had to climb this thing called the agrocrag.
Yeah, it's almost like the Olympics. If the Olympics had a $400 budget.
And if it was having Mike O'Malley, who later was in the show Glee, and Mo, his support.
Yeah,
it's actually pretty good.
Woman named Mo, who I feel like most people I would watch that show with had a crush on.
They would be like, Aaron, it's time to spill your guts. And they'd be like, my name's Aaron. I'm from Israel. I like to skateboard.
I sound cool.
Wow, is there a different version of Aaron from Israel that likes to skateboard? All right. I want to see a scene. Aaron, I want to see a scene. Yeah. You, Becca and Adel, you are all a team on guts. There was three-person teams, right?
No.
Oh, was it not?
You're thinking of Legends of the Hidden Temple.
I am thinking of Legends of the Hidden Temple.
I watched a recent episode of Legends of the Hidden Temple where they were like, what do you like to do? And the kid was like, well, I hooked my computer up to my phone line and I play games over it. And they're like, that's great. And I was like, before anyone knew what internet was.
Okay,
boy was Al Gore.
You're all from three different countries. You're competing on guts. We're going to throw it to you and you guys are going to do your little intro lines, okay?
Okay, hold on.
Do we have our countries or are we just...
You will all be from different countries, but I'm not going to assign you your countries.
So what are we doing? We're introing ourselves?
Yeah, on guts.
Anything else?
Okay, Adel, spill your guts.
My name is Gordon. I'm from Oslo, Norway. I like to eat Chex Mix, and sometimes I lose my balance.
My name's Tiffany. I'm from Canada. I like to use my Skip It at the same time as my Bop It, and my record is 602, but you don't know which one.
My name's JPC. I'm from America. I eat my own shit. I'm stupid. It'll never amount to anything.
Okay,
Also, can I just say one other thing about Legends of the Hidden
Temple? Yeah, sure, please.
Because I know there's been a lot of discussions on this podcast about, like, riddles and whether they're fair or not.
Yes.
Earlier you said you've listened to half an episode.
This morning.
So I don't know if a lot of conversations. So.
But in the end, they would go through the temple and then the, like, temple guards would come out at basically random points. So it basically was, like, the show deciding whether or not they wanted the children to win. And I think that's
true. And it was a grown man.
Yeah.
It was a grown man who grabbed a child who was dressed, I would say, culturally inappropriately.
I haven't been able to focus on anything since you told me that little boy discovered the internet.
I'll send you that clip.
And no one did anything.
All right. The last clue here is the creatures in question are only furry once every few weeks, to be more specific.
Once every few weeks.
A flower.
Chia pets are
so it's not multi-part. Each line is the same. Ages is capitalized for a reason.
Sheep.
And they're furry every
sheep would be
weird.
That would make sense.
Flowing through the mountain's heart, half of Aegis rhymeless word, a shiny consolation prize, a bane to creatures sometimes furred.
So what does sheep hate? Shears?
What do sheep hate?
I don't know. I think we got to give up.
Ag.
I don't know. I think we got
to
give up.
I love to be the one to give up. I'm proud of that.
If you look at the answer, can you give us another clue based on the answer?
So Adel is right with AG being representative of
Can we go around the table and just kind of get a quick, let's see a scene where you all apologize to me.
I am JPC. I eat my own shit.
Damn, JPC. You're a little Icarus.
First of all.
Flew too close to the sun.
AG is what? What does it correspond to?
So underground, flowing, and heart are meant to evoke the imagery of a vein. AG is the chemical symbol for silver, hence half of Aegis. Ages. Strictly speaking, silver does not have a direct rhyme, only slant rhymes like pilfer or wilbur.
We said that earlier. Becca said, what is the word it doesn't have?
Aaron, I think, said silver as well, correct?
Silver fox.
I said diamonds and salt.
Diamonds and salt. And I got silver from the two of those things. What is silver except salt diamonds? Second place is awarded a silver medal, i.e. a consolation prize. And in Germanic folklore and in D&D, silver weapons are particularly effective against werewolves, creatures who are only furry during their full moon transformation.
Guru.
I forgot about werewolves.
Yes, we all forgot about werewolves. Thank you, Johnny Collins.
Speaking of Germanic folklore, isn't Witcher 3 your favorite fucking game?
Yeah, but that's not Germanic.
It's a super game to fuck, dude. Dude,
I put on The Witcher 3 when I'm going to have sex. I just let the opening credit screen roll. Do you mind if I set a mood?
Where is it set, if not Germany?
It's Icelandic.
Polish?
Yeah, Polish. It's Polish.
Okay.
Yeah. And Polish is not Germany. They actually fought a war about that, Adel.
Yeah, about that.
That war was called about The Witcher 3.
There was actually many wars in The Witcher 3. The nation of Novigrad was very aggressive. But Geralt of Rivia had something to say about that. Okay, let's see a scene where I play Geralt of Rivia.
Let's do another riddle.
Okay, one more riddle. One more. We will do another. This, and then we're done. This is the last one.
Hey, riddle.
This comes from Derek Wright. Derek Wright writes, oh boy. I occasionally throw riddles into my D&D games, so I browse through a lot of short, simple riddles. But this was the first one that stumped me. My players never got the answer. See if you can. Riddle. My tines are long.
Tines?
Tines?
What's a tine?
My tines are long.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. Are you saying an M or an N?
My tines.
My tines.
My tines. T-I-N-E-S.
T-I-N-E-S.
Tines. Tine?
My tines.
Yeah, tines a word.
Okay.
Oh, like when your mom's like, tine for dinner. And you're like, mom, your stroke has really incapacitated you.
My tines are long. My tines are short. My tines end ear. My first report.
Book report.
My tines in ear.
My tines and ear, E-R-E, which is a preposition in conjunction, which means before in relation to time. Derek said that in the email.
Derek, I got to say,
isn't that air, not
fun.
Ear? I think it's pronounced air. Air.
Could be. My tines are long. My tines are short. My tines and air. My first report.
Siri, what are tines?
What's the thing that forecasts? Aren't those teeth. Tines? Forks have tines. KJ is nodding. KJ is nodding. They know.
Doesn't a fork have a tooth?
A tooth?
Four teeth, three teeth.
If you have a tooth on your fork, you put it in the fork too hard. You need to take the fork out. Because you fork in your teeth.
You got a fork in your teeth. Spork.
My tines are long. Okay. My tines are short. My tines end air. So they end... before
okay.
My first report.
A dinglehopper.
Okay.
Nice.
This is a segment that I usually reserve for Aaron on the show, but this is a dead stop. What is a dinglehopper?
Little Mermaid.
Isn't that what it's called? In Little Mermaid? When they, he doesn't know what a fork Scottle? Is called, he calls it a dinglehopper?
The seagull's like, I know what this is. That was a bad impression. Everybody shut up. Nobody look at me.
I know what this is.
Ariel. I want to see a scene.
Yep.
Aaron, you're going to be the seagull from Little Mermaid.
Yep.
Becca, you'll be the Little Mermaid. GPC, you'll be Eric, Prince Eric. Is that his name?
That's his name.
He doesn't talk, right?
Eric.
Yeah.
And you might hear your favorite little crab pop into the scene.
Well, we hope we don't.
Ariel!
Obviously, I'm trying to sort of like...
I'll be your wingman. Get it? Ariel, do you get it?
Yes, I get it.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, Ariel. Ariel! Okay, who is this guy? He looks like a haircut. Hi, handsome.
Hey, it's me, Mr. Crab, from SpongeBob.
Oh.
End scene.
Oh, I feel like if I could hear it for just a second, I could have done a great impression of the seagull.
I want to just give an award to Prince Eric in that scene. He yawned.
Mm-hmm. It's Ariel that can't talk or Prince Eric that can't talk?
Ariel, for the second half of the movie, cannot speak.
But she has legs.
Yes, she has legs. Yeah, that's the price
walk around on those. What do you call them?
Getaway sticks.
Yeah. Grapes.
I would love if Ariel had grapes. like every 10 words, she just didn't know what she was talking about.
But then it gets worse. It's like in the middle of the sentence, yeah. And then the beginning of the sentence, and then you realize that she's just a woman singing a song from
home. Aluminum fold. You, I'm trying to say I love you. I don't know.
Oh, no.
My tines are long. My tines are short. My tines and air. My first report.
This is pure gibberish.
A fork in the
a
road.
A rake.
No, I looked up the answer. Okay. So it's not a... this would be something that you couldn't touch. It's not something that you could, like, touch or hold on to.
A woman without permission?
Thank you. And yes, and that's me clapping.
No, it's me clapping. Don't take credit for something a woman does. Lesson number two.
It's a thing you can't hold or touch?
It's a thing that you can't hold or touch.
Religion.
My parents' pride.
Yeah.
Oh.
And one more from you, Aaron.
What?
That's me clapping.
If you did touch it, it would probably kill you. Although some have survived.
Fire.
Lightning.
Yes. It's fire. Congratulations, Aaron.
It's not fire.
It's not. No,
it's
no.
Lightning?
It's of course it's lightning.
Oh, God.
I hate when I get the answer but still don't know why.
So my tines are long, my tines are short. I assume the lightning bolts have long
tines?
Tines and short tines.
That's where I fell short.
And then my tines end air, my first report, is like lightning ends before the thunder.
Okay.
I'm so proud of you for getting it. I'm jealous.
I don't think it counts.
It certainly does not count.
Can I ask a middle mindset question?
Yes.
Do you go into a riddle thinking, I hope I get this or I will get this?
I go into every riddle thinking,
fuck, 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 fuck.
And then I play some Witcher 3 and try to fuck the riddle.
Yeah.
I don't know. I that's a tough question. I don't think I'm good at riddles. So I am surprised if ever I get the answer to a riddle.
So it sounds like it's, I hope I get it. Or like it would be cool if I did.
I'll throw some behind the scenes magic through this podcast. I've never once tried to answer one of these riddles correctly.
Yeah. Cool. We're going to cut that out. We're going to put it in the Patreon as its own standalone episode because we do not share behind the scenes on our regular feed, JPC.
Oh, you're grabbing me by the throat.
Every time I'm listening to a riddle, I don't think this listener exists, but my anxiety makes them exist in my head. I picture a smug dude in his car who's listening to this by accident.
I've seen
and
him.
And goes,
Aaron, I've seen him.
In the rearview mirror.
He goes, oh, this lady's not smart. And he just feels smug about a lady not being smart.
If you're that guy.
Is that guy Mitch?
Yeah, that guy's my freaking
brother-in-law.
That
guy's gotta be Mitch.
That girl won't know what the word tine means. Yeah.
She's
I did
so
enjoy
dumb.
Was it
tines up.
A few episodes ago, there was the polar bear one. Do you remember that?
No.
It was like a.
On our show?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
You got it right.
Yes.
It was a polar bear. It's like, what color was the bear?
Oh, that's right.
Like,
yeah.
But you said, and I forgot, so here comes the roasting. But you said Antarctica or wherever you said, and then our Twitter feed blew up with people being like, actually, bears don't live in the Antarctic, whatever it was. It just was very
the subarctic.
Subarctic.
The Antarctic.
Mm-hmm. Antarctic.
The Amtrak.
You know, who cares where fucking bears live? We're the greatest at riddles. Becca, we also forgot to ask you. We usually ask every guest that comes on the show. How do you feel about riddles in general?
Well, I'm a very competitive person, and I've literally talked about it in therapy. And one of the things I came
about
to realize,
riddles specifically? Or about coming on
no,
this
just
show?
About, about being a very competitive person.
Gotcha.
Because I've ruined a couple of game nights. And one of the things I realized was, like, I go into a game night being like, I will win the game. So then when I don't win the game, I don't respond well because the thought was that I would. And I think everyone else normally goes in being like, this will be fun and maybe I'll win. And I think a total shift in mindset changes it. So for riddles, it's hard because I'm competitive but also not very good at them.
Mm.
I find being a competitive person, it's easier to engage in a thing that I'm not good at because then I don't have an expectation that I'm going to be good at it. But if it's like a competitive thing that I'm vaguely good at or like I should be good at, like bowling, like I should be good at bowling for all intents and purposes.
Because you're from Indiana.
Because it's bowling. It's fucking bowling. It's like, it's not rocket science.
See, I get irritated with bowling because I usually
I bet I get
hit
more
in
irritated.
A good spot, but my bowling ball is so light because I can't carry a heavier bowling ball. So then I feel like, again, the is everything stacked
for listeners, me. Becca Barish is 3 foot two. She is made of twigs. She's a has a volleyball taped to her top.
As a head?
Yeah. Yeah. She sticks with the volleyball.
So instead of heads of volleyball, you went with volleyball taped to her
my
top.
My head with just a volleyball taped to my boobs.
I thought that too. I was like, "She's got, or my, these are my boobs. They're one volleyball's
eyes
worth
up
of boobs.
Here, please. Not on the volleyball.
All right. This is from,
please don't spike my tits.
Please. Please. Becca, we love having you on the show, but please don't spike my tits. That sounds like that sounds like what someone would say, like, don't pull my leg. Like
that should be the new what is it some military branch that has like the snake that says don't tread on me or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a no fear t-shirt. Yeah. It's a big dog t-shirt.
If you can't slither with the big snake, stay off the porch. Stay out of the desert. There should be one that's just a volleyball that says don't spike my tits. It's almost like don't yuck my yum or don't rip. Aaron is so over this.
The merch, I'm just listening.
The merch for the show is getting out of hand. This episode, this riddle is submitted by Brandon Jones. Brandon also has sunglasses in their profile pic.
Nice.
Given that, I wanted to give you a D&D themed one that we got cursed a few times because of. Mm. Well, it's two prepositions in a row.
What are you all of a sudden, language police? Adel, you could have just said volleyball head.
I wish I was language police because then you'd be in language fucking prison. A thief is casing a wizard's tower to steal all of the treasures within. Becca's taking notes. This is hilarious.
Is casing?
Casing
like
is like
case the joint, like recon.
Have you seen Home Alone?
Lost in New York?
No.
Or the third one where they hit heads when they're jumping over the fence.
Let me use a better example. Have you seen Mamma Mia?
The second one? Here we
have
go
you
again?
Seen Have you seen Morma Mia? The third one,
the Mormon one,
the Book of Morma Mia.
Morma Mia.
Casing is like where you go and scope something out before you do a crime.
Okay.
A thief is casing a wizard's tower to steal all of the treasures within. He sees that the only entrance is through a door guarded by a massive golem. He watches as an apprentice approaches the door. Oh man.
A massive golem.
Yes.
Okay. Trademark.
Golem
or golem.
So I do this thing where I
fail to read emails before you start reading them.
No, I just don't read these riddles before
saying them.
But saying them because I don't want to spoil the riddle for myself. But we've done this one before. So
we'll make up new content.
Oh, just make up a riddle?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
What's the answer to this one?
This is the one we did with the spies not too long ago where they say the secret password.
Oh,
and it's, yeah.
The number.
So yeah. I'll make up a riddle instead. This riddle comes from Brandon Jones.
So this is for nothing?
This is, well, no, I'm going to use the beginning of it.
For listeners, Becca drew the human anatomy chart.
A thief is casing a wizard's tower to steal all of the treasures within. He sees that the only entrance is through the door is guarded by a massive golem. And here's the part that I'll make up.
Oh no.
Okay. So, so this thief. Okay. So, so he gets a phone call. And he picks up the phone and it's his doctor. And his doctor says,
his mom or his doctor?
His doctor.
Has to be one or the other.
Yeah, no, it's his doctor.
And a woman has died.
The doctor says, I've got some bad news. We just got the test results back. And the thief says, give it to me straight, doc. And the doctor says, you've got 6 leaks to whiv. So he hangs up the phone.
JBC's slowly backing out of the room as he's
and sweating
and grabbing
profusely.
His coat.
He hangs up the phone and he turns to his friend.
He has a gun to spaghetti's head.
A bear. And the bear says, barely knew her. And anyway, Brandon, thank you for submitting
that. Well, it only took 30 episodes for us to fall apart.
Thank you for submitting that riddle. This next riddle comes from Patrick Heron. Just encountered this while playing D&D with my brother, also a listener.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you think that he is playing D&D with his brother and then also another listener? Or are you saying that his brother is the listener?
And also, does he play D&D alone with his brother? Is
I
it
don't
just
know.
The two of them?
I've played D&D with my brother before. There's usually other people there.
Okay.
And I've never just played with my brother. Anyway, we'll never know. I'm reading the rest of this email. He does not clarify I'll assume it's him, his brother, and another listener.
Yeah. No, no, no. This is the riddle. I think he is a listener.
Okay.
I think his brother listens.
Do you think Patrick listens?
I think everyone listens.
Wow, that's vain. Comes with sunshine, leaves with night, hides in darkness, does not bite. Always joined to its caster, never strays.
Shadow.
From its master.
I was going to say Shadow. I wanted to get it right. I wanted to get it. Cut out Adel getting it. I wanted to
I
get it.
I stopped listening. It comes with sunshine.
Donny yes. Osmond?
The answer is a shadow. No. I want to see a scene. Adel, you are playing a man, and Aaron, you are playing that man's shadow. Okay. You can never get a moment's rest from your shadow, Adel.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Do you...
What? What's going on?
How are you doing today?
Oh my God, so good.
Yeah, you look real long.
Mm-hmm. What are we doing?
Do you?
What are we doing today? I like your shirt.
Sweetie,
thank you.
Who are you talking to?
This is awkward. This is my shadow.
Hey.
I was talking to you.
Oh.
Okay. Wait, okay, everybody calm down. I knew this was going to happen eventually.
Mm-hmm. You're a shadow to someone?
Yep.
Are you seeing someone?
I'm... Okay.
I came in here with the intent to argue with you because I can never get a moment alone, as per the voice in my head, but now this has turned into...
I didn't know we were monogamous.
Sweetie, who are you talking to?
Uh-oh.
You're dating two other people?
I'm dating...
I was talking to you.
Oh.
Sweetie, who are you talking to?
God?
Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret.
So everybody calm down.
See? Yes, it was Shadow, and Patrick says, thanks, love the show. Doesn't say if his brother loves the show, so what the fuck is with that? But either way, thanks for the riddle, Patrick.
Thank you.
And I think that's probably a good time for us to take...
A break.
Right? A little break?
Yeah,
so we'll be back in 6 months.
We're going to take a hiatus. I think that's a good time to take a little hiatus. We'll be back in about 6 months.
More like a biatus.
What does that mean?
Well, hiatus. if you take the first two, insert commercial here.
We will be right back after a break from these breaks. 1, 2, 3, 4, hey, little Rachel.
Adel, JPC, I am a mind reader now. I can read your mind and predict things about you.
Prove it. What am I thinking about right now?
French fries.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right.
Great. Now I'm thinking about French fries.
It seems like I bet that you two have subscriptions you've forgotten about. I bet you've signed up for free trials of things and forgotten to go back and cancel, or just forget that you have subscriptions to streaming services that you're no longer using. Is that correct?
Oof, we did just on the way over here sign up for frenchfries.com.
Yeah, it's like a monthly. Mm-hmm. They send you French fries in the mail from all over the France.
All over the France.
Well, don't fear. You can now use Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And I'll tell you a little secret about me. I've been using Rocket Money way before they became a sponsor of the show.
Wait, now I'm reading Aaron's mind. Aaron, are you thinking that Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features?
How did you do that? I'm the mind reader.
Okay, I'm going to put myself in Rocket Money and just going to go over some of the... Okay, so it can show me all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, it can help me cancel it in a few taps. Let's see, what do I have here? Freshfreets.com, Frenchfries.com, OnlineFriesNow.com... OrderMyFries.com.
WaffleTaters.org.
Rate My Salt. What could that be? Oh, it's a French fry website. Okay, cool.
While JPC is reading these, I will tell you that Rocket Money can even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. It's like having a personal assistant. It's amazing.
And I don't want to deal with customer service because... all of these services I'm using are French. And that's all I'll say. That's all I'll say about that. But if we've ever dealt with French customer service before, I just all say.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. RIDDLE. rocketmoney.com/riddle.
Well, Aaron, you saved me some money. Should we all go get some fries?
You read my mind.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Adel, GPC, come over here quick.
Okay.
I created a hilarious new website.
Squarespace?
Yeah, Aaron, did you use Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online? Is that what you used, Aaron?
Oh, big time. I used Squarespace and it was super intuitive and easy.
Okay. Super intuitive and easy. Sounds like my Friday night.
Well,
got away from me.
I got jpcisold.com, and it's a website totally dedicated to how old JPC
finally,
is.
Finally.
Okay.
The albatross is off my neck and onto another's.
I'm looking at jpcisold.com, and I'm noticing that it also has flexible payments, which it also says in parentheses, things that JPC can't do. I guess it's a crack at me being old and not flexible. But
exactly.
It looks like it makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools, accepting credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offers customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay.
Mm-hmm. And I can sell exclusive content on my site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses. I teach a class on how to best call you old. It's awesome. It's already sold out.
Yeah, and it looks like they also offer video collections. JPC Video, it's sort of like drawings. When you flip through drawings really fast with your thumb.
Yeah.
You can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages.
Aaron, I gotta say, this is a beautiful website, and I wish it was happening to anybody else.
But it's happening to you.
And if you want it to happen to you, wait, hold on. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
JPC is old.
So old.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hi, welcome to my yard sale. Feel free to look around. Let me know if you have any questions.
Okay.
I have some BetterHelp and a cooler here if anybody needs any.
Oh, you have BetterHelp, the online therapy, BetterHelp in a cooler?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, cool. It's like entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to my schedule. So I can sort of like message my therapist anytime and get a timely response from them.
Yep. You just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with licensed therapists. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. All that is right in my icebox here, my little cooler.
Oh, my gosh.
Huh, and it's BetterHelp. It's the service BetterHelp, right? The one I'm thinking of. It's a, you know, uses online therapy as a safe space to get things off your chest and kind of figure out whatever's going on with you, kind of giving you an opportunity to talk through that. And that's the service BetterHelp.
Yeah, it's located inside the cooler here. But yeah, look around. We have some books. We have clothes.
I mean, I use BetterHelp, and it's the best therapy I've ever had because it works totally. I don't have to drive anywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't have to stress about it. Huh. Okay. That's great.
And I guess if, you know, for anyone who's listening, because there's some people here at the yard sale, I guess I would say to everyone who's kind of here at the yard sale, you could give BetterHelp a try if you're trying to get into therapy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle.
Actually, I opened the cooler. I have bottled water.
Oh, water.
Okay. That's where the confusion was. Yeah. I see.
I guess we'll take some of these pants with the butt blown out.
BetterHelp.com/riddle.
And we're riddles again. Did we come up with
and we're riddles again.
Did we come up with a D&D themed name for old man puzzles for this episode?
Oh, we did not.
Ooh.
Old Dragon
Puzzle
Dungeons.
Master.
The puzzle master.
The page master.
The page master. The key master.
Gozer.
Ghostbusters. Stay Puff Marshmallow Man. Let's just do Stay Puff Marshmallow Man, right?
Ancient Dragon Puzzles.
Ancient Dragon Puzzles.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
ADP.
Retroactively, ADP, always safe, always secure. I will be Ancient Dragon Puzzles.
I want you to be responsible for either giving us a painting or a figurine of each of us, a brass figurine of each of us when this is over.
I heard one time JPC's dungeon master took him to a fancy dinner, but JPC doesn't eat any meat, and basically he just ate like a potato.
Is that true? Look at us. Is that true?
I heard that one time JPC's friend was eating Taco Bell, and there was a roach in the taco, and it laid eggs in his mouth, and then they hatched.
I heard that one time JPC was eating at Wendy's, and he got a finger in his chili.
Is that what you call your butt?
Nice. It's so cold.
How'd your date go? You got a finger in my chili.
Yes, that story that you heard about my dungeon master taking me to dinner and me eating a potato is true. None of the details about it are correct, but the premise of the story is true. And it was
Rush had his law partners bought like a $500 dinner for three people. They couldn't go, so Rush took JPC and I for free. And it's again like a $500 ticket for this dinner.
It's like a 12-course tasting menu.
And JPC's like,
menu.
I don't eat meat or drink. So it had free wine pairings, and then also it
you
was
say
like
free.
Very well for us it was, but and it was also very meat centric. So it's funny to see the waiter like balk at like, oh, no booze. And no meat. So they basically were just like, here's a roasted yam.
Yum.
I mean, honestly, the food was really good.
Does that mean, so if you don't drink, if I did come back for my 420 episode of High Riddle Riddle, will you not
partake? Yeah.
Are we doing that?
I'm trying to make it happen.
We're going to do, on 420, we're going to do High Riddle Riddle.
Oh my God. I never ever get high, and I absolutely will for that.
I'm going to wear like one of those like industrial gas masks, and it's going to make my voice sound like Bane. So I will just read the riddles to you.
Cool.
And then also freak you out with my fucking industrial gas mask.
I'm so into that. Will you please come back for High Riddle?
Yeah, I'll be back.
Not you.
I
wasn't looking at JPC.
On a weekly basis. All right, you guys ready for this? This is a riddle from...
it's like the worst prelude to a jock jam.
Yep.
Y'all ready for this? It's a riddle.
Are y'all ready for this?
Boop, 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 boop.
There's 99 people on a boat. The boat tips over. How many people are on the boat?
Actually, honestly, Riddle Jock Jams is a really good idea.
That sort of sounds like our opener.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Arnie, if you're listening, which why would you be, please get on Jock Jam Riddle Riddle. That's our next special bonus content.
Arnie Niekamp, like, if you're listening, turn right. You missed your exit. You fool?
You fool? Oh, man. That guy's always missing his exit. What a fool. Thanks for the chill podcast. This is from Ezra Blanchard. I don't know if these are any good or anything.
Yes. Ezra, own your shit.
But here are a trio of tiny riddles I came up with for my D&D campaign.
Tiny riddles.
If you need a clue, the answers to all three are liquids.
Oh, that's a huge clue.
Yeah. Ezra.
But then Ezra said, no, not like that. Get your heads out of the gutter. One man drinks, another grieves, bane of kings and boon of thieves.
Tears.
So many banes.
Yeah. Bane of kings.
Read it again.
No.
Play with the bane of kings.
One man drinks, another grieves, bane of king and boon of thieves.
One man drinks, another grieves.
So what
grieves.
Would kill a king? And what's a boon?
Poison.
A boon is Daniel Boone. He wore a coonskin cap, and he had a little musket, and he was a frontiersman.
Daniel Boone, king of the bane.
So poison kills a king.
Poison in the ear.
One man drinks, another grieves, bane of king, and boon of thieves. Yes, the answer is poison.
Seriously?
Yeah. Poison. Poison.
Oh, my God. I got it.
Girl is poison.
No one's really making a big deal about it.
Adel and Becca, you are the king and the queen.
Uh-huh.
Aaron, you are a jester who has come to court. You have nefarious ends, but you are here in front of the king and queen to entertain.
What ho! Bring in the new jester.
Okay, we gotta stop. We gotta stop. We gotta stop.
What a ho!
Hail and well met. You must be the new jester we've been hearing about.
Please do something to bring our marriage back together.
Y'all like magic?
Do y'all like magic? I mean, from tither to hither, sometimes enjoy some prestidigitation.
Okay. Well, this is my guy who does music. He's going to underscore
your
my magic. Yeah, it's my assistant. He does music.
Yo, my name is DJ Squalls.
Like DJ Qualls?
Yeah.
It's my favorite actor.
Yeah, I misspoke. My name's DJ Qualls. I was in the
Road Trip.
Road Trip and
the new
the
guy.
New guy.
And that's about it.
Was I maybe in an American Pie movie?
All right,
probably
here's
not.
This cup.
Okay.
Here's a chalice.
You see it. Now it's gone. And now it's back. Now it's gone. And here it's back. Uh-oh. There's a sweet, sweet liquid in it. Take a sip. Take a sip. Oh.
Ooh, two times, two times. Take a sip.
Now your turn, your turn.
Walk
take a
it
sip.
Back.
I'm dying. No one.
Take a sip.
Oh, no,
sip.
She's dying. No. My queen.
Take a sip.
No, I'm good. I'm not thirsty.
I'll take a sip.
All right, take this knife.
Oh
no, his career is dying.
Oh no.
Fancy.
Whatever happened to DJ Qualls?
Whatever started with DJ Qualls.
I think he got trapped in the mirror.
Now the riddle begins.
Next
Kate
one.
Ashley movie where their grandma's trapped in the mirror?
You thought that
what?
Was my reference?
What? Yeah. What?
That's what I was assuming.
Which
You're
one is that?
Going back to that movie.
Grandma Mirror Trap?
What is it? What is it called?
They have a movie where their grandma's trapped in the mirror.
It's very scary.
What
the hell? I know the mystery
as
ones.
The, as adults, they made this?
It's like Hansel and Gretel.
Did you watch the mystery ones? The Who Stole the Great Hope Diamond? What killed the dinosaurs? Who? You know that one?
I was a little bit before then, I think. I was watching like Brother for Sale.
Did you ever see Winning London? That's their best movie.
Do you guys ever see Billboard Dad? I don't remember what Billboard Dad was about, but I do remember that I went to the Mall of America when I was in fourth
Clinton
grade. And there was a big poster for Billboard Dad.
I have no memory of the grandma thing. That's terrifying, though.
Okay, you guys ready for this?
Yes.
The second of three?
Dun, dun,
dun. See Dark Ichor of Joy and Sorrow. Rejoice tonight, forget tomorrow.
Save tonight.
Alcohol.
Tomorrow.
Wine.
This is Eagle Eye Cherry.
Beer. Mm-hmm.
Is that it? Yeah. I can never. I always get them and Eve six.
Liquid riddles.
See dark ichor of joy and sorrow. Rejoice tonight, forget tomorrow.
Bless you.
Beer.
Amber.
Wine.
Aaron got it again. It's wine.
Woo!
I'm getting some positive attention.
Okay.
Looks like her wheelhouse is liquids.
Sort of.
Vital to seas, but poison to trees. Shed a tear, and I'll be here.
Salt water.
Wow, you all gored it. It
Wait,
was silver.
It's either salt water or diamond water.
It's taffy.
Come on.
It's the answer, salt water taffy. Thank you, Ezra. Thank you for those. And
you
thank
know
you,
what? Ezra,
spaghetti.
That was a welcome, fun little thing we did.
Wow, you're
I
welcome
just want
for
Ezra
being
to
fun.
Own what he did.
That was better than Ezra.
No.
Predicted up top.
Oh, boy. Count only blue cars.
My name is Count. Only blue cars.
I have a story about a friend named Ezra. Really?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I used to hang out with
him. Is this a Jewish story?
they're Jewish.
Okay.
One day, his older brother, Alex, went to punch him in the face, and he ducked, and then he punched me in the eye, and I got a black eye.
Wait, you were standing behind him?
So this is a report. It's not a story.
How old were you?
So if anyone knows anyone that I could report this to.
And also, this isn't really about Ezra.
Like
this is about Alex
sure.
and about what he did to you.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of, was it Alex's fault or was it Ezra's fault?
Alex's.
Should
have taken that punch for you. That punch was meant for him.
If Alex was punching,
it's
his fault.
I wanted a black eye.
What?
Yeah. But it doesn't matter. We couldn't do
that. None of this matters. Okay. This email this email comes from Kevin Griffin, which is two first names. Hey, crew. Been loving the podcast since day one and just subscribe to the Patreon. Now, that's how
Woo-hoo!
You begin an email.
Hell yeah.
None of this, my riddles are bad.
Damn dog.
Keep up the good work here. A bunch of riddles I wrote for my D&D games. When the players need to outwit a riddle spouting sphinx, try saying that five times fast. You fucking make me, Kevin. You come down here and you fucking make me. You can use that info as a pre-hint since you'll know that all of the answers okay, now I can read that part. And then there are some hints to these as well, but they are all in white letters. Man, I love it when people do the hints in an invisible ink. Cool. Riddle number one.
Mm-hmm.
When you gaze upon myself, you'll see me and no one else. I can't be tasted, touched, or smelled, but fire kills me for a spell. And ever if I don't seem near, just close your eyes. And I'll appear.
Memory
of a grandparent.
Darkness.
So Becca says, memory of a grandparent.
Fire kills
I think
of
it's
a
darkness.
Water kills it for a spell?
Fuck you.
I'm so fucking tired.
I was saying that mostly because the answer is darkness. Oh, I'm sorry. Fire kills me for a spell. Yeah, duh. Yes, the answer is darkness. Aaron, do you want the hint too?
Sure.
Focus on it's something you can see when you close your eyes, and fire kills it.
In darkness.
Yeah, well, Eric got it, but I wanted to know if the hint help in retrospect?
No.
In hindsight?
Because I already got it.
Okay. What has mountains, lakes, and hills, beaches, trees?
My body.
Nice.
My body, nice.
Oh, yeah, those body lakes. What has mountains, lakes, and hills, beaches, trees, and cities built? And could be shredded with a knife, but does not hold a shred of life.
A globe.
Map. Atlas.
Matt Atlas.
Topographic map.
Topographic map.
A map.
The answer is a map.
I think, would a globe still work?
I think so.
Let's see. Globes don't have lakes, so no. Globes have everything but lakes.
I want to see a scene with Becca and JPC.
Uh-huh.
You two will be Lewis and Clark. Mm-hmm. You're exploring the Louisiana Purchase, making maps about all your discoveries along the way.
Ah, another beautiful day on the trail, eh, Lewis?
Yes, Clark. We don't talk.
Have we run out of things to do? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do you?
I saw a beaver the other day.
Oh. Yes, I know. I need to shave. I'm sorry.
No.
It's
fine.
I'm just worried that when we stop exploring things,
I like it that way.
Thinking about each other.
It does make me feel like it's like a prepubescent.
What do you think we'll go down in history as?
You and I.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what do I hope or what do I think will actually happen?
I don't know either. Whatever takes more time, so it feels like we've been talking for a long time.
I hope that people will think that we are brave explorers who charted uncharted territory and brought a richness of spirit back to the American lands. Mm-hmm. I really, really, really hope that we're not thought of as those two people who went out in the wilderness, fucked a bear. Had the bear fall in love with us, then the bear...
My ears are burning.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Jeff.
Morning.
Good morning.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
Oh,
I made
eggs
breakfast.
We don't have to write any of this down. We don't have to tell anyone about this.
I know. Eventually, we'll shoot the bear. When we get to Oregon,
sure.
We'll kill the bear and throw the bear into the ocean.
Hey, can I defecate in those woods?
Will anyone know about it, Jeff?
That's why I'm asking you.
Oh boy, we never should have. We never should have brought Jeff.
Best friends.
Uh oh,
I made us all necklaces.
Whoa, these smell awful. Is this your feces?
They're made of bones.
Man, think about people in the future talking about Lewis and Clark and Bear.
New adventures
of old Christine.
That was mesmerizing.
She won an Emmy for that.
I've just made every scene a relationship scene, no matter what the context. Just
well, you're a good improviser.
Thank you.
With sad women. ready for number three?
Yeah.
I'll break your mind and body. Make you
Chris
fight.
Angel.
Yes, it's Chris Angel. Fuck.
I saw a Chris Angel show once, and for his final act, he just put up a huge curtain. And then when they opened the curtain again, someone was levitating. And I was like, that's trash. I could put a curtain up too. I was pissed as hell.
Did you yell, that's trash?
Yeah, I said, that's trash.
Yeah, but I've also never seen you put a curtain up, so can you do it? Jeff!
I made us all necklaces.
I went to the Luxor once and was gambling and walking around the floor. And then somebody excitedly approached me and they say, I work for the Luxor. Are you enjoying your stay? And I'm like, yeah, it's a big pyramid. Fun. And they're like, I have something special for you. Here's free tickets tonight to go see Carrot Top. And I laughed at them. And then they were like, no, I'm serious. And I'm like, oh, I don't want these tickets. But they were like so crestfallen where they're like, surely I thought I'd make this person's day.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't want this garbage.
What year was this?
Sad. This was 2019.
19.
Nine or something? I can't remember.
2009? You wouldn't see Carrot Top in 2009?
He was the biggest name in Tops.
It's whenever he had a residency at Luxor, which is a while
the
ago.
The dreidel was the biggest name in Tops.
Becca, this is not a Jewish podcast.
Nope, still working on it. I'm sure for the I'll
break your mind and body, make you fight or make you fly. And if you try to rush me, I will kill you where you lie. Yet people spend their fortunes just to meet me for a night. I'm known and loved across the world. Speak my name and you'll be right.
Relief from anxiety?
KJ just nodded their head.
KJ's got it.
KJ, do you know? KJ.
KJ just keeps covering their face in that composition notebook.
With a giant
sprint. Inscrutable. I'll break your mind and body, make fear. You fight or make you fly. And if you try to rush me, I will kill you where you lie. Yet people spend their fortunes just to meet me for a night. I'm known and loved across the world. Speak my name and you'll be right.
Paula Abdul.
Fear.
This one's, this one's harder. This one's harder.
You know what I'm saying? I was thinking like a fight, flight, freeze sort of response that you have to something. And you can't really rush your...
Have you ever seen that clip of the So You Think You Can Dance Junior?
Yes.
With Paula Abdul?
The no. What?
The reality show So You Think You Can Dance, so but it's like kids.
Oh, yeah.
A little girl dances and she does so well and she's so excited and... They say that she moved on, so she runs up and gives Paula Abdul a hug and then throws up all
of yes.
She ended up getting into like the, in, like,
did
the top
she?
10.
Yeah. I've never rewatched anything more because Paula Abdul's like, absolutely not.
That's awesome.
Also, throwing up from joy is got to be one of the funnier things you can do.
Also, sure. Paula Abdul is probably getting paid so much money to judge that like children's dance competition that it's like, fuck you. You got thrown up on.
Joy throw up. KJ is dying.
I cleaned
Yay!
I cleaned poop out of my dog's butthole today.
Stop.
For free.
Ew.
Just chilly? Wait for her to go to the bathroom.
It wasn't coming fast enough. Daddy wants it now.
Oh, no.
KJ, the second this is over, look up that clip.
Out of context, the phrase what?
Oh,
what?
I was just curious if anyone here has any bodily functions they can't control when they feel a certain emotion. Like when you feel like excitement, has anyone ever like been like, oh, I feel nauseous, or when I feel like fear or anything like that?
I was going to say when I get really horny I come.
Can't help it.
Right when you
can't
feel
help it.
I don't know if this is, I've never said this out loud before. Sometimes when I get way too cold, I pee my pants a little.
Just to warm yourself up?
No, I think my body, I don't know. I think it's just like.
I think your body's trying to warm yourself
How
up.
How cold?
Pretty cold.
You're
like
shivering right
cold.
Now, are you?
Like, I guess if I'm waiting on a platform, sometimes I'll pee a little.
Yeah. Well,
nope,
maybe
don't
body,
tell anybody.
Your body's energy can't.
Don't like, tell anybody. Choose. You said that directly into
well,
a microphone.
They say, like, if you have to pee and then you go outside, you're going to get colder faster because you're using your energy.
Colder, faster, harder.
Oh, that's
so
interesting.
So maybe your body's like, I need to prioritize keeping you warm. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to not prioritize holding in your pee pee.
I've never said this
Thank
out loud
you,
before. If I study too hard, I shit my pants.
Shut up.
When I'm really jealous, my nose bleeds.
That would be incredible. I'm so happy for you.
When I'm fake insincerity, my nose starts bleeding. Fake sincerity, which is called insincerity. Okay. None of you have gotten this riddle correct yet. I will say this one's tricky.
Give us a hint.
I'll break your mind and body.
Okay,
the hint is that this is a liquid.
Okay. Oh, right.
No. That was not part of this. That was the other ones were all liquids.
Oh, yeah.
This one is just a liquid.
Okay, but it is a liquid.
I'll break your mind and body, make you fight or make you fly. And if you try to rush me, I will kill you where you lie. Yet people spend their fortunes just to meet me for a night. I'm known and loved across the world. Speak my name and you'll be right.
Is it a drug?
Yeah.
Alcohol?
LSD.
Yes.
It's alcohol?
It's alcohol. Aaron is like 6 for 6 today.
Blurp.
Yeah.
What was that, Aaron?
Break your mind.
That was
and
an
body.
Outburst.
Yes, the answer is alcohol.
There's an incredible So You Think You Can Dance about addiction, if anyone.
Oh, I've seen. Is it To Gravity by Sarah
yes,
Bareilles?
With,
so good.
Name, Capone?
Yeah. Unreal.
Al Capone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you know he got into dance?
There's
yeah, but
some
he'll
dances
only
from
dance
that
to Sarah Bareilles.
Oh, no.
Al Capone sounds like something Adel would say, Becca, so just let that sit in.
Burn. You suck. Wait a second.
What? This is the last one. Ready?
Okay.
Oh. Here we rest, my siblings and me, shackled side by side. The largest of us first, each one smaller in size behind. Touch us and we'll dance and sing, then quiet over time, and you'll earn all praise as our demanding mastermind. What name for us can you find?
So it's about kids in a line from tallest to shortest, and if you touch
Russian
them, they sing.
Dolls? Oh, it's the Von Trapps.
the
Von Trapps in jail. They're all shackled.
No, it's too bad.
Louder. It's a Von Trapp.
Can you believe I never played that little girl?
Yeah. Here we rest.
That's horrible. No, you can't believe it. You can't.
Here we rest, my siblings and me shackled side by side, the largest of us first, each one smaller in size behind. Touch us and we'll dance and sing, then quiet over time, and you'll earn all praise as our demanding mastermind.
Is it an instrument?
I think I know it. I think it's a xylophone.
Yes.
The answer is not an instrument per se, but it's something on the instrument.
Keys. Piano keys.
No.
Something on an instrument. Fingers.
Shackled side by side, the largest of us first, each one smaller.
Strings,
yes.
Oh,
it is
chimes?
Instruments, strings. Chimes?
Chimes hang by strings.
Why did I think they were children? Did you say anything in there having to do with children?
Siblings.
Okay, cool.
I guess it could be chimes, too. I could see that. And xylophones, I guess, are larger to smaller, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And they're shackled together.
And they're all shackled together. Okay, they all work. Thank you, KG. This was from KG, Kevin Griffin. I guess he goes by KG.
Cool.
And also, he's an ASL tutor. Oh. Age, sex, location. 15, male. The beach, baby.
What the fuck?
You're hired.
Whatever.
You're just tutoring people on how to use ASL.
Yeah, ASL. That's what an ASL tutor is, right?
Yeah.
When I first saw ASL, like, because it's American Sign Language, I thought it meant like ASL because I grew up in chat rooms, baby. Aaron, did you ever use chat rooms?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
No, I sometimes when I was younger, when we had AOL, I'd go into chat rooms and pretend to be someone like older and glamorous.
Yeah. Did anyone ever play Sissy
people?
Fight?
No.
No. What's huh?
It was like a game that you could play online, and it was like teasing and other kids and like doing stuff to try to win. But it was basically a place for people to chat and talk dirty to each other.
Nice.
Under the guise of a game for children. We can cut that.
No.
Nope. We're going to see a quick scene.
No.
Aaron and Becca, you are both on on separate computers. You're playing Kitty Fight?
Sissy Fight.
You're playing Sissy Fight together on separate computers, and you're like reading out loud what the things that you're typing in.
Sure. So what do you think about butts?
I'm on here to actually play the game very seriously, and I don't want to talk about anything inappropriate because this is honestly some...
Butts.
What's your name?
Butts.
Your name's Butts?
My name is Claire.
Claire Butts?
No, just Claire. I don't want to say my last name. My parents told me not to.
Oh, so you're young.
So you're young.
Me too.
Cool.
So that's okay.
Butts.
Great.
Hey, any bears in here?
Is your name Tom Colicchio?
No. Is Tom Colicchio a bear?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Butts.
Come on.
What do you think about butts?
Butts are cool, depending on the age.
What?
Older butts are appropriate. Younger butts are not.
You might want to leave then, because I'm about to...
I'm a cop. I'm a bear cop.
Someone should give you a
show. All right, bear cop, in my office now.
What did I do?
Your mission was to bust Kitty talk.
You don't even know what my...
Hold on, I got a folder right here. Sissy talk.
I made us
sissy
necklaces.
Chat. I'm sorry?
Wow. I made us necklaces.
These are great. These are for both of us?
Also, I did what you asked and I punched Sissy Spacek.
No! Bear cop!
You said sissy fight.
That's it. You're off the force. Give me your bear and your gun.
What?
Scene.
Uh-oh. Oh,
bear gun on my desk.
Bear gun in my office. Becca, do you have anything upcoming
that
you would like to promote?
I'm trying to think about if I earned it. Monday nights at 8 p.m. at the IO Theater, Little Tooties. It's a fun show.
Oh, that's my favorite Herald team. Becca's on my favorite Herald team.
Boom.
How much are tickets to that show?
How much what?
How much are tickets to that show?
Tickets. How much?
How much are tickets?
How much are tickets?
You have no idea.
Becca doesn't know.
You have no idea.
No.
Guess.
It's great.
I know.
Becca underscore Barrett. How much are tickets to that show?
I know, but I want you to guess.
12.
14.
Really?
You're worth it. I have no idea.
Oh, 12.
Probably.
Seriously,
12.
They're the best heroes.
You see those L'Oreal commercials where they're like, "Because we're worth it too," but then the kids are saying it, not like on time with the way that it's supposed to sound. It's creepy. I have a lot to send you after this.
Yeah, yeah, we're just going to sit here and watch YouTube videos.
Prioritize the kid discovering the internet.
Can I ask one other unrelated question?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever watch We Sing videos?
Oh my God, I was obsessed with We Sing.
Did you watch the Magical Musical Mansion?
Yeah, that was my favorite one. We named our cat Cadenza because of the name of the cat. In the
Credenza?
Cadenza. It's a musical term.
Yeah. I was just curious because that is a lot about riddles for kids.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's
who does riddles, and then there's this aunt who just like is horrendous at trying to solve riddles.
What the fuck is this?
It's a kid's, it's like a kid series of videos, and they have like a bunch of songs in them.
Kids Bop.
There's like We Sing in Sillyville, where about a woman who loses her colors, so you learn about the different colors. There's Big Rock Candy Mountain, and then there's another one that, there's King Cole's Party.
Yep.
But one of my favorite ones is
Grandpa's
Magical
Toys.
Musical Mansion.
Yes, Grandpa's Toys.
In this one, there's all these people who do like instruments and do songs and stuff like that, and suddenly they all get stolen from in the middle of the night, and you don't know who
the
did it.
The clarinet. I feel like I'm getting punked right now.
Adel?
Yeah, this feels like a trap.
I was obsessed with those videos.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know the Red family from We Sing Sillyville?
Yeah.
That is what nightmares are made of. The family from
Grandpa's Magical Toys.
So check out Becca Barish at WeSingSillyville.com.
JPC, do you remember that show, Who's Got the Answer Now?
Weasel Cop,
and then there was that upside down kangaroo where the pouch was like more of a
His name was Thermometer.
The Leather Man.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah,
we're not
children come to here. This is a cake and this is a baker.
Also, Becca's in World News tonight with all of us.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Aaron, where can people find you?
Aaron Keith 10 on Instagram, and I'll promo my shows there. And Aaron Keep 2 on Twitter, but I don't really tweet. Sometimes I retweet Becca.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. It's
my
pleasure.
I was just talking to both Adel and Aaron about how I think my tweets are underrated.
I got to follow you. I got to follow you.
Follow me in those places. And also follow us at Hey Riddle Riddle on Instagram and Twitter. And then email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com if you want to send us some riddles or more D&D riddles. We could do this again.
Yeah, we'll do this again tomorrow.
Cool.
We'll send them in because I know all you nerds are out there rolling your D20s and your D6s.
Also, I've never done D&D because ever asked me. I've never been invited.
So
to
if
because
you play,
nobody says let's do D&D.
Oh, whatever.
So if you play D&D,
play D&D.
Direct message Erin, invite her to your games.
It's too late.
She wants to go. Adel, what are you plugging?
You can check me out in my apartment furiously writing the new movie Mamma Mia. Also, check out our website. HeyRiddleRiddle.com.
Yeah. It's easy to remember because it's the name of our show, and then you just put .com on it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Becca, why don't you say more shit?
Becca.
It's really important.
Yeah,
I was going to ask if we could include an audio clip of the door knocker from Magical Musical.
Yes, we can.
Just to prove that it's true.
Yeah. We absolutely
can. How do you do, my friend? How do you do?
We do not have the rights to this.
JPC, anything you want to plug?
You can follow me on Twitter at JPSoFly or on Instagram at SharkBarkman. Our Patreon is launched and live, so you can find our Patreon at patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. $5 a month, you can join the Clue Crew, and then you get a bonus episode every Friday until we all die, which is great. And thank you so much to all of the people that have already signed up, and we hope that you enjoy the episodes that are already live on the site.
Thank you to Becca for being here with us today.
Thank you.
Who took my voice?
Rebecca.
Becca, I hope that one day you'll come back and join us. But until then, it's time for you to go back to your home planet
of Jupiter.
Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.